This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambuco. Fall is right around the corner. That means back to school, which is a great time for refreshing healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambuco every morning. Sambuco helps support our immune systems. It's made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins that help support a healthy immune system. They have syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball. Now think about the ones you love, your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love pouring into the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and bigger as you fill the ball with love. Gently hold the ball and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly, in and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now, bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other. Now, apart again, then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love, your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love, and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart and let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island with today's story, Spread the Word. The sun peeked through the buds and branches of the trees, slowly changing color from orange into a deep red. The warm glow of sunset filled the enchanted forest. The dragon admired the surrounding beauty and thought, "This is Awe Island." Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon basked in the peace and then realized it was about time for the sparkling train to finish one of its routes. Now would be a great time to share the name of the island with the train, if all the passengers had left, of course. As the dragon stepped out of the cozy cave, Rebel and Riley the raccoon scampered past. They were on their way to meet Rob Raccoon for a little bit of mischief. With a sigh and a deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon shared that the island's name was Awe Island. With another deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon asked the raccoons to share the name with anyone they met. Riley and Rebel nodded happily, and off they went. The dragon shared the name of the island with Maya the mouse, Tad and Tanner the toads, and Carrie the cardinal before reaching the sparkling train's forest platform. The happy dragon walked slowly to the forest platform and hid at the bottom of the steps until it was sure that there were no more passengers on board the sparkling train. Hardly able to contain itself, and now certain there were no more people, the dragon hurried up the steps. It wanted to share the island name with the train before it left again. The dragon didn't need to worry, since the sparkling train was planning to relax in the enchanted forest for a while. As the solar train settled in, it saw the dragon sprinting up the stairs. "Careful," the train said, worried that the dragon might fall in its hurry. "I'm staying right here." The dragon smiled and took a deep breath in and out. The flames showed the island sign. Now the train felt excited too. You found the sign. Do you know the name? The dragon nodded happily, and the train said, "Okay, I'll guess if you can give me some hints," knowing that the dragon was a bit too shy to speak. The dragon nodded and then held a finger up to indicate it was going to give the train a hint. The dragon sighed happily with an the train said, "Okay, what's next?" The dragon took a deep breath in and out. And the flames showed a scale. Scale? The train said, feeling puzzled. The dragon shook its head, no. Gave the train a questioning look and tried again. With a deep dragon breath in and out, the flames showed the dragon stepping onto the slowly disappearing scale. As both images softly blended into the surrounding air, the sparkling train shouted excitedly, "Way!" The dragon smiled and nodded as the train said, "It's Away Island. I can't wait to let the planes and helicopter know." Then the train sighed, realizing that it would have to wait until tomorrow morning to share with Hazel, Herb, Holly, Hawk, and Harmony. Looking back at the dragon, the train smiled and said, "Thank you for figuring out the mystery," and suggested, "Why don't we go for a ride around all of Away Island?" The dragon smiled and stepped aboard as the train's doors whooshed open. The two friends visited the land of ice and snow, the beach, the sanctuary, and even drove through the tunnel and the land of the people. As they slowly rolled to a stop at the forest platform, the dragon yawned. It was time for bed. The dragon waved goodbye to the train and stretched. Then the sleepy dragon walked back to its cave. Snuggling into its cozy bed of moss, the peaceful dragon relaxed as grateful thoughts rolled through its mind. The little dragon felt thankful it had found out the island's name for the train. The dragon was very grateful to be able to help, and it liked the island's name, Away Island. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon closed its eyes. With another deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon calmed even more and smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, picturing all the beautiful and fun places to visit on Awe Island. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.